the good energy doctor and the Life is a Gift, Live It podcast. I'm Dr. Hannah Klein, and I'm your host. Let's explore together how to live a life where we feel good, happy, and grateful pretty much all the time, and explore together how to get to that place. And the things inside of you that need to change for that to happen. What you think and how you feel attracts to you. It is time to leave the reality that you might live in, where there is never enough money and resources, or where you disrespect your body's needs, have superficial relationships, bad health, and despair and anger for the state of humanity and the world. You want to truly live with joy and purpose. Life is a gift. Live it. How important is the body in this whole business of who I am? How can I change myself to become a happier, more purposeful human being? Well, the body is your vessel in this world, and it's very important. It's not important in the sense of what shampoo should you use, or all these kinds of outside things. I mean the genuine health of your body. A genuine health of a body is eating food that nourishes you. It is to move your body. For many people, you simply have a natural movement going about your day. But in some people's lives nowadays, they just go into the car, they go to work, and they essentially don't move. And that is detrimental for your health. It's not at all how the body was made. And then you need to make sure your body's clean, of course. It is important to remember that this is not being egoistic, to take care of any of these needs. In fact, it is absolutely necessary. Your body needs you. Your body is you. It is an integrated whole. The body, the ego, and the soul are one unit working together in this physical world. Listen to your body and respect its needs. Many people are so busy just pushing forward. They don't even listen to their body. Like, every time you stand up, your back is hurting and you ignore it. But the body's telling you, love me, care for me. It might not even be that there is something wrong with the back. It is simply a way for the body to tell you, stop. I need you to notice that I'm not in a good place. So don't ignore it. And the same thing is what you eat. Now, I don't know if you ever think about it. Maybe you just sit down to eat. But every bit of food that comes into your mouth is going to somehow change into your physical body. Did you think about that? It is not about just pleasure for the mouth, pleasure for the eyes, smells. I like this food. No, it is building blocks for your physical body. If you fill your physical body with only chocolate, ice cream, and chips, that's what you're building your body of. And those things don't have much nutrition. So it means you're not giving your body good building blocks. Think about that also regarding your children. Many people give their children a lot of what we would call junk food. A lot of snacks that has not much nutrition in it. Just think about it. That is what is building their fast growing bodies. So how do you move into eating more consciously and eating better things that can help build your wonderful body? All this is a long story, of course, but in general, try to eat food. Start it out from scratch, which means if you eat potatoes that you peel and cook and roast, whatever you're doing. Don't eat potato chips. They've been very, very, very processed. It's been mushed into very fine particles that go into your blood very quickly. Everything that is mega processed and that your body did not have access to over the thousands of years can really be an issue for your body. Like all these seed oils, for example. Those are new inventions that didn't used to exist. Making oils out of seeds from canola or cotton or soy or corn, those things were not here before. They are very, very processed. And your body is not good at digesting it. So you should really avoid it. Use oils that come from fruit, like olives or avocado, coconut. If you are in the tropics and you can buy natural palm oil, you can do that too. Nowadays, palm oil is super processed if you buy it in the Western world. Palm oil that is processed near the actual palm tree is thick, has kind of a dark color and a distinct taste. That is not what you have in your chocolate these days. Just be aware of it. It is really not healthy. So eat natural things closest to their origin. If you can cook it yourself, that's the best. If you eat out, try to stay with what has been least processed. And when it comes to exercise, make sure that every part of your body, from your hands to your neck to your middle to your legs, all move every day. Even if you just go head and shoulders, knees and toes, hands and shoulders, knees and toes, something like that. You're actually moving yourself from stretching your arms up high to touching your toes. Because if you don't move your whole body, things get stuck in your body, and they can turn into something not good for you. Inside the body, there is lymph and blood, and they need to be moving around freely. But it can't really flow if you sit still all the time. So, of course, having a more rigorous exercise and stretching program is even better. But the basic is that your body has to move every part of it every day. If you say, "Oh, my back really hurts, it's so difficult for me to exercise." Well, that is an excuse, but there is always some way to move. You can move your hands, you can move your feet, you can turn things in your body until it comes to that hurty place. Don't make that an excuse, because you're going to be sick from it. Something's getting stuck. Anything that's stuck is not doing well. You can say that you can move every other part of your body somehow without moving the back. You have to figure out, because it is very, very important, move things around. Also, emotions get stuck in the body very easily if you don't move it. And then it's the rest. Yes, this party is so much fun and you really want to go to it. But if you do go, you're going to come home and you need to go to sleep or go to work early the next day. And you've only slept 2 hours. It might work out when you are young, every now and then. Let's say below 35. But when you get older than that, you really have to realize that your body can't take it anymore. And if you start to having real sleep issues, you know your body is much too stressed and needs some more deep care. And why do we need to sleep? Because when we sleep, the body is all busy fixing itself. Therefore, it's so important not to eat something right before you go to bed, because that means all the blood goes to the intestines to deal with the food. Try to leave at least 2 hours before you go to sleep. That way, the blood can go to the brain instead, and it can really squeeze out the brain cells that are not functioning well anymore. But this squeezing of the brain needs a lot of blood, and if it's all busy digesting food that you ate very late, it's not really happening. Also, the digestive tract needs to fix itself. And if you leave some time before you go to bed, it is like being on a highway at night and they're trying to fix the road because there's not that much traffic. Yeah, you want to have no traffic in your digestive system road, because the lining of the digestive system, that kind of the barrier between your food and the rest of your body, needs to be intact. If not, you're called to have a leaky gut, which is very bad for everything in your body. So give your body that opportunity to fix itself. In fact, when you wake up in the morning, you don't have to rush to eat something. You can wait a little more. Let that digestive tract continue to fix itself, and you will feel much better. I think a lot of the stress that you have built up in your body comes from your worries and your fears. So all the other things I'm talking about normally, this is not focused about the body, but more on your ego and your soul level and your conscious mind, that will be resolved because you're giving yourself the space to stop your thoughts and go into that good and happy vibration. So I haven't said it before, but it is so important in this modern world that before you go to sleep and just when you wake up, give yourself some time to not be on that phone. Don't have that constant stimulation, another message, another Instagram, another Facebook, another X tweet, whatever you want to call it. It is super important because it's constantly small stressors, and it makes some people really not able to sleep, for example. So in order for you to get your sleep cycle in a good way, try to put your phone away half an hour before you go to bed. Also, the blue light is not good for your eyes is thinking that it's morning hours, and it's therefore very difficult for it to go to sleep. Some people are more sensitive to it than others, but in general, I think it's a good idea. So I wish you good luck. This body of yours is so worth it. Take care of it and love it. I want you to think that you can do something today to change your life for the better. So take some of these thoughts and advice that I have given you today and practice.